All right, ready in five.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't make it professional, even though I just spit all over the new studio. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I just spit all over the new studio.
100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, welcome us to the
new show. This is the
Well, fuckface goes five.
I know.
Four. He does. He three. Really,
he does. He does a very professional intro. Usually it's in demonic Aramaic or something, whatever he speaks. But yeah, he does English every once in a while. Welcome. Finally, here we are, 3.5 years later in the new studio, the new Two Bears studio.
This is fucking awesome. Legit.
It's great.
This is overwhelming. There should be a tour of this.
Yeah,
on Instagram soon.
We will do one.
It's so fucking badass. It is so. It makes me feel like I should have moved to Austin.
Oh, because you still can.
I can't. Well, good.
You
I've
could.
Been thinking about. I have been thinking about cities to move to, if I start a second family.
This would be a great one. Mm. You're here like just often enough where she gets attention, but you still go back.
Oh no, I'd be done with Leanne totally.
Yeah.
Leanne's with me, by the way. I'm going to bring her to the studio tomorrow. We're doing another episode tomorrow. I want her to see this.
What do you think the wife number two, like, what is she, where you, what, like, what's the age range you think you're looking in?
I need her to, I just realized this the other day. So I started fantasizing about marrying a woman like Amsterdam and then having a child that skates on the canals. And I show up and he's like, Papa, like, you know, and I was like, I need her to be young to keep up with him. Like,
oh, right.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, Leanne's with your kids right now. And she's going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Like fucking 20 minutes.
So are you thinking like 27?
I started going younger than 35. 35 had always been my age. Actually, I've really thought about this a lot. Okay. So I want her to be famous.
New criteria.
Yeah. And she needs to take a bullet. Like, you need a villain to take a bullet for you so I can still have a career.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What is the bullet she needs to take?
So, like, I don't want to use our friends' names of guys we know that are famous comedians that are dating people and cheating on their chicks. Uh-huh. But, like, it's kind of badass to see, like, the woman fucking take the charge. And the guy kind of sit off to the side like a bullfighter and be like, and I cheated on my wife, but it was her.
Oh.
Like, so a woman that's so hot, like Charlize Theron, uh-huh. right?
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, she's
you're saying if it's Charlize, though, you want her to step up and be like, it's me?
It's me. Angelina Jolie, right?
Yeah.
God, Charlize Theron is so beautiful.
She's beautiful, yeah.
She is so fucking beautiful. She is so fucking beautiful.
Charlize Theron?
She is so fucking hot. But okay. if I started dating Charlize,
yeah,
she could take the charge and be like, yeah. I really honestly thought about Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston has built up so much goodwill with
humans. Is
someone
bringing that paper towel, or are we just giving up on that?
No, it's good. You're good. Okay. You're good. It's barely here. Jennifer Aniston has built up so much goodwill with America that if I cheated on Leanne with her, it would actually, like, I think people will be like, it's Jennifer Aniston. It's Bert. It's like, fuck, sometimes bad shit happens.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, everybody would kind of excuse it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like, because...
Except for that real small, there'd be like a little narrow corner of Twitter who'd be like, you're a fucking piece of shit, Bart.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there would be some people that fucking...
But a lot of Jen fans would really get behind you. You'd have a whole army of people behind you.
How old is Jennifer Aniston?
She's probably 50.
By the way,
early
I'm cool
50s.
With it. Whatever it is, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I just want to know what I'm getting into.
Yeah, 52. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's Leanne's age.
Yeah.
We call that adjacent. A Jennifer Acent.
So
I've been thinking about that a lot lately with like I'm like I couldn't cheat on Leanne with a regular person, right? It would ruin that regular person's life.
Okay.
Have you thought about that?
Mm-mm.
Like if you just fell in love with another mom at drop off.
Sure. Right.
Wait, do you have an idea?
No, it's just so funny to be like, I'm at drop off, like, hey.
One of the most aggressive things I ever said to a group of dads I didn't know was that drop off. Georgia was in fifth grade, and I leaned up to these dads. I go, hey, kindergarten moms are banging this year, huh? And they're like, huh? you'd ruin a regular person's life.
All right.
Like, if you cheated on Push, with like just like your nanny,
right.
Destroy your life.
Oh my God.
Wait, which one?
Great example.
Which one?
That's not.
Not the one that was in the. Not the one, but the one that plays with them all the time.
Let's jump. Let's leap over this. So, what city do you want to have your second family with?
Austin with your nanny. No, I.
That poor woman.
I would. You'd want to like. Like Sandra, could Sandra Bullock take the charge?
She lives here.
She does?
Yeah, she lives here.
Pull up a picture of Sandra Bullock. I know what she looks like, but I just want to see her again. She is so fucking hot. Like, because she's got goodwill. She was married to Jesse James, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She dated Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. Maybe that was like a promo for a film.
She's so pretty. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That someone's face looks like that, and then they become, like, isn't that bizarre?
I think they did a movie together. I don't know if they actually.
What would be the next step of privilege of like just breaking everyone's nose when they're born, and then they go,
no,
now we're all
advantage.
Equal. Like that's socialism. Angelina Jolie. If I dated Angelina Jolie, no one would fucking bat an eye.
No,
she'd take the charge. She'd adopt my kids. We'd hang out with a.
She'd definitely love to adopt. They're too old though. She'd be like, oh, that sucks.
All right, be honest. Be for real.
Okay.
Three people. Three rooms. Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, Charlize Theron. Which room do you go into?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, right.
For me.
For real? There's a part of me. Wow, that's a tough call. That's actually a tough call. I bet I wait too long outside the doors and they all leave. Because I'm going, I don't know, I want this one, I want that one, I kind of want this one.
Once they open the door, they'd be so happy.
Who are the top... Who are the most beautiful women doing movies right now? Because you know who's beautiful is Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is
fucking gorgeous. Dude, Kanye's chick is fucking banging.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was. But she's very pretty.
God, pull up a picture of her. And by the way, there's a lot of porn stars that are pretty hot too.
Oh, we're going there?
Yeah. There's so many attractive people. This is what's wrong with Instagram. There's so many attractive people. Yeah. Kanye's chick, not that one. Yeah, the white one. Do you hear Nadav say that?
Yeah.
He's dating Julia Fox.
Yeah.
They went out all in denim the other day. I feel like Kanye and I could be friends. I feel like he would.
I definitely think you could be friends.
Who do you think would talk more, me or Kanye?
It would start with him talking more.
And then?
After he got comfortable, you'd talk more.
Who would you like me to become celebrity? Speaking of celebrity friends.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, hold on one second.
Okay.
Do you have my Instagram stories up? Oh, I bet you can't pull up NFL games. Can you? God damn it, Zav. Can we talk about my best friend in the NFL Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. So let me tell you how this starts. And you know everything too, because you saw the shoes first. You saw the shoes also, right?
Yeah, and I didn't realize, because I thought the NFL made them have warm-up kicks. Like you could wear whatever in your warm-up game, and then you could wear your...
I would like to put my first hat.
Wow, what an honor.
Onto the Two Bears, One Cave set. And this is out of respect for a dude that had an epic fucking game yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought to myself, I wonder what it likes to be him, what it feels like to be him, because he had a game that was so fucking... God damn it, motherfucker.
He had four touchdown catches, which is unreal.
Four touchdown catches, but they were all in like the last fucking 15 minutes.
Unreal, man.
So you tell the story. You know.
No, so So our boy Mosh, who did the Two Bears shoes, he does a lot of players' shoes. Like they'll request things. Like it could be like a cartoon or shout out to a family member or something in pop culture. And we got tagged in that he had wanted a Two Bears One Cave, like cleats.
Yeah.
And I thought they were just for warm up, but he wore them in the game.
Dude, he wore them in the game.
And so, they were dope. Have you pulled them up?
Pull them up. They're fucking sick. And by the way, definitely want a pair of Air Force Ones that look like that.
Dude.
White Air Force Ones that look like that, size 12. Oh, fucking Mosh. Come up. So my assistant, Peter.
You probably find them on Mosh's page. You know?
You can find them on... Yeah, you can find them on Mosh's page. Or on Gabe Davis's page.
One of the two.
Gabe Davis, I think. There you go.
There they are.
He has Betty White cleats. Who got Betty White cleats?
He wore these in a game.
He wore them in a game. And so my assistant, Peter, who travels ever with me, grew up in Buffalo. And I have learned, before this, I learned to appreciate Buffalo for what it is.
Yeah.
We all go to Buffalo a lot, right?
Yeah. I'm going soon.
Yeah, and it's one of our stops. Wait, that's where New Era is, right?
Yeah.
It's where we started this fucking hat, was in Buffalo.
And the great Josh Potter.
So, oh my God, I got the vapors. So Peter hits me up immediately and goes, dude, Gabe Davis has got your cleats. And I was like, what? We've been watching all the Buffalo games.
Yeah.
And we've been following
those fans,
them. We've been following them without ever knowing. It was such a treat to go, a guy we've been watching all season, because Peter's a Buffalo fans are diehard. Do you know what one of my favorite videos ever is? A dad putting his baby to sleep, and he has him slam down on the plastic table. The big thing in Buffalo is to jump onto a plastic table.
And people fuck themselves up doing that too.
Yeah, they do. And Peter, my fucking assistant's like, oh yeah, we do that all the time. Like Buffalo people are fucking out of their goddamn minds.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have followed him. This comes up. Everyone loses their fucking mind. And they're like, dude, Gabe Davis is wearing your fucking cleats. And I see it. I go, oh shit. Tag him. And he's like, soup. I say this as a compliment. I hope this doesn't come out wrong. But he's like, just like Aaron Rodgers, cool as fucking shit. Text back, DMs back. Oh, dude, big fan, whatever. Yeah. So fucking cool. And then we watch him destroy the game yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all I thought was, have you had fourth quarter, right? Minute 20 left. Josh Allen throws into Gabe Davis in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And he breaks his fucking defender's ankles.
Yeah.
And catches it by himself.
Oh my God, he had that route that left the guy just completely looking like a fucking middle schooler.
Can you quantify the moment when Gabe Davis sees that guy fall, to him catching the ball and knowing he just did everything great? Like what? Like that? Those moments in life.
That's gotta feel so good.
But how do you get that for everyone? Because I thought to myself,
no, man.
That's a thing.
That was my first, by the way. Because, like, you know, I love football. Grew up, like, the real dream, original dream, was to be a receiver. Like, receivers, I always thought that was the shit. You know, catching.
I never had the balls to be a receiver.
I never did it, like, in competitive, like, on a team. But I'm saying, when you're watching football as a kid and you're seeing these guys run, you know, like just like a perfect, because like when you saw Jerry Rice run, it looked like he ran like a gazelle. Like it was just like, it looked beautiful watching him run and catching just the most improbable passes, you know, whether it's like over the middle or these perfect like post routes.
I just loved it. The things we do, like, I mean, I know that I'm, the things we do, like, we were talking about this in the car earlier, but like, once I sign up for a special, I commit 100% to just doing stand-up, and I kind of, it's not the best, healthiest thing, but I kind of compromise my family, I kind of compromise everything else, movies, TV, everything, to working on that special. I bring Leanne out, I have Leanne watch me, because Leanne's a brutal fucking cunt.
God.
She is. Dude, last night, she is brutal. She is brutal. Listen to her talk about my set last night.
I want you, I remember, Jesus, that,
she gave the whole family COVID.
When you got the machine greenlit,
yeah,
and you're like, isn't that exciting? She was like, how do you feel about your acting? Right? And you're like,
there's no part of her that just lets everything slide. Because I think she realizes her money's attached to my money. And she's, last night she was like, I mean, it's okay, but like, you got a couple stories that are the same. You haven't even worked on this other story. You're not even telling me the stuff that happened in there. And then she's like, and that last one, get rid of it. And I was like, it's a.
Were you like in agreement?
Let me tell you something. It's a fuck. I have a great fucking story. For any comic would love this story. It would be, any comic had this story, they'd be like, God damn it, I got a banger. And then I watch her. She goes, get rid of it. It's stupid. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Which story is it? Just without telling me the whole thing. Which one is it?
I Find Lost Things.
Oh, I know that one.
It's a great story. And she's like, I kind of figured it out before. It's like, whatever. Anyway, the back to Gabe Davis is like, you watch Jerry Rice, Gabe Davis put in the fucking work, right?
Yeah.
What they do, I understand this part because of my obsession. It's got to feel great to run a route, give a move,
oh my God,
watch someone break his ankle, and be wide open in the end zone. Then see your quarterback make eye contact with you. See him throw it and go, oh, that's coming right at me. I just got to follow through with everything I've been doing for the last 8 months, 20 years of my life, and catch it.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, I was like, I've had that feeling in stand-up when you do specials and you tell a bit that murders on a special and you go, this is why I do the hard work. This is why I leave my family for fucking 8 months and go, I'm gone every fucking day. Dad's not around anymore, but I'm doing this. And I when you said Jerry Rice, I went,
man,
this is why you run up hills. This is why you sprint up hills. And I'm not, I've been wanting to become an Instagram meme, right? So you ever see the Instagram memes that are like Rogan, that he's like, he goes, it never happened. I wish I had started when I was younger. Well, you didn't, motherfucker. Start now, right?
Yeah, those
inspirational memes, I love them so much.
Yeah.
I so badly want us to have what inspires us of like, fuck your family. Like, fuck your friends. Fuck everyone. Fuck your health. Fuck it all. If you want to be great, you put your body, your heart, your life on the fucking line. You party all the time. And then you get greatness. You do one. And these will be Instagram. These will be an Instagram. Hey, put these in the Instagram reels. Ready?
I don't know if you'll like mine as much.
Go.
Yeah, like the whole thing is just stay sober. You know, eat right. Go to bed. Be great.
Okay, ready? My turn.
You should go ahead.
Sometimes, don't get out of bed. The guy that got on the treadmill and had a heart attack, he should have stayed in bed. Take today off.
There you go.
David Spade's got one.
You know what? There's a good one, too, is like no one really gets like, dude, you're not going to get there. You're not going to achieve these goals. They're way too big. And they're for people that are more talented than you. Yes. Just accept that, like most people, You're mediocre.
You should get tickets at TomSegura.com. Hey, pick up, pre-order Tom's book. Yes. I like to play alone. Well, that's what we can do. That's what we can do. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? This is going on reels. Okay, this is going on reels. Hey, I have a hard time reading too. No, wait. Now these are cutting into ads. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Because it's got to be the voiceover so that people can put their picture on it, right?
Right.
Hot chicks like smart guys with big plans. Smart guys with big plans read books. You want to get hot chicks? Read a book. More importantly, you want to get chicks to put out? Get Tom Segura's book, I Like to Play Alone.
Please.
Is it please also?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love that. I want to have more of those. I wish I had, like, why is Joe so inspirational or David Goggins? Like, they're the ones that.
Because I don't, you know what? They actually.
They believe it.
Yeah, they live that thing. What they're, like, what Goggins says, he's doing that every day. Did you see the one he posted recently about, like, getting teased? Like, during the, like, the holidays, getting teased by family. No. He went out for a run and, came home, and they're like, were you out running? Would you run a marathon already?
I bet his family's relentless.
And he's like, you know, I'd listen to that fucking bullshit. Like, it was this one. Yeah, he talks so much shit. And then he's just like, you know, you have to listen to these fucking losers give you shit. He's talking about his family.
All right. I'm pot committed. You ready?
Yeah.
Pot committed.
Pot?
Pot committed.
Okay.
Your mom's house studio productions.
Okay.
Okay. I know you're looking. We got this big thing.
Yeah.
We got to pay for this. I'm partnering this.
Yep.
I will live with David Goggins for 30 days and do whatever the fuck he says. You shoot it. We shoot it. My necklace out of my shirt the whole time?
I don't know.
And I will live with David Goggins for 30 days.
Really?
Yep. And I will take him on tour with me. I'll do whatever he says. 100% of the time, I will follow his fucking lead. 30 days. How much do you think that costs?
I think he does very well, so I think it would not be easy to...
How about a weekend?
Weekend, I think, is much more reasonable. Yeah,
this dude. He is. I love his brain because I think I have that brain. You know, I got COVID and I thought it was a hangover.
You thought it was a hangover?
Yeah, because I have David Goggins' brain a little bit. Like, hear me out. Hold on. Second hat goes up on the
okay.
thing.
Okay, let's put another hat
second
up.
Second hat that goes up. I am the fucking machine.
Yes.
This, by the way, I would like you to know that this hat started all of it.
Yeah.
This is the hat we created that turned into this hat. And I'm really pleased with this hat. I've gained so much weight, this hat doesn't fit. Is that bad when you fucking gain weight in your hat?
In your head?
Yeah, I know.
You gain weight in your head?
I know, my head's gotten bigger. So we'll put this. I think this
your head got bigger and it's not HGH.
So, all right. So we got the machine.
Yeah.
We got the bills. We'll pick another three.
By the way, I have to say this because I know I posted it. It was on your mom's house episode. It's been on Two Bears episodes about the pre-order for my book. Yeah. Blew me away.
What do you mean?
With like people's reaction to it. Like, it's been amazing. Like,
do you know how many pre-orders you've had?
I don't know the complete number, but I know
if you give me a ballpark, I can tell if you'll be a bestseller. That's what you got to be, is a bestseller. I think you're going to be a bestseller.
I think there's a good shot. I mean, it was.
I think you're definitely going to be 1,200 books and you're a bestseller.
Yeah, it was number one for like a week on Amazon. It was number one for the pre-order stuff. So for Barnes & Noble. And it's all because of people who like watch and listen to us. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it's on Audible. People ask me about it because Audible takes a few days. I don't know why they weren't ready, but they're ready now.
And I realized when Tom had a book, what I was going to do
so exhausting.
Was double down for my buddy, right?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, I want his book to be number one because I think what benefits you benefits me. And then I realized I'm going to keep my shot for the machine movie.
Oh.
And we are going to double down. I want one video. I already have the video. Yeah. All the videos I plan on shooting at your house tonight of me and you naked in your pool, like laying back like this with our dicks popping up and down so you can barely see them. I was like, I'll save that for the machine movie.
Do we have a release date for that?
No.
No?
No.
When do you get the release date?
I don't know.
You have to know. You do know, right?
No, I really don't know. I really don't know. We
you don't know if it's spring, summer?
No, I don't know anything. We're still trying to lock sound and music. I think music's really important. I probably shouldn't say any of this, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Music is important.
Yeah. I
like how you make it sound like you threw this together in your back. You're like, I think music's important. We're going to put music in it.
I got like, way do you see,
like you made it with a buddy.
Wait, do you see what we're doing for music?
Yeah.
Fucking pretty badass.
All right. Are you excited for the movie to come out?
I am.
And do you know, is it going to get wide release?
I don't know.
You don't know that either.
I don't know. It's kind of like.
Couldn't it possibly get bought by a streamer? That's what movies
could. Yeah. It could. I would love for it to get bought by a streamer. Because I've had success with streamers.
Yeah.
And I know that that's kind of where I go to.
Yeah.
To get movies. Like, I mean, I shouldn't say any of this, but like, I get excited when I know I can get like a movie is coming out, right?
Yeah.
When I go, I can just get it. Oh, I'm going to watch it now. I got a treat coming my way. I really want it to be in movie theaters. I really want it to be in movie theaters very, very badly.
So you don't want it to go to a streamer then?
No, I don't. Either way is good for me because okay. I go, I don't really care.
Oh, you don't lose with either scenario.
I don't lose. It's like Bucks Rams the other day.
Yeah.
I go, I live in LA. I have season tickets to the Rams, but I grew up in Tampa. So I kind of was like, it was a great game to watch. So if it goes to streamer, that's fucking awesome. And if it goes to the movie theaters, that's awesome. I'd love to see my movie in movie theaters. I'd love to see like little things like your picture up outside a movie theater.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh shit, that's me. Like yeah. that. But is that worth the trade-off of like another 10 million people seeing your movie?
It, yeah.
You know, like I don't know. So I'd be happy with whatever scenario comes out and whatever everyone. I gave up and I was like, I'm gonna whatever. The people making the movie, whatever Legendary wants, that's what I want.
Yeah.
They know better than I do.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait, hold on. Oh, Leanne gave us COVID.
What do you mean?
She gave the whole fucking family COVID.
How?
Fucking, she's our weakest link.
How'd she get it?
Who knows? She's a Republican. She's a mask dropper. She fucking, you know how she told me she got COVID?
Yeah.
She came up and gave me a hug, hugged me, looked up at me and goes, I think I have COVID. I go, back the fuck up, Fauci. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Rogan? 6 feet, get back it up. And that's how she told me. And then we tested her. She was positive. I go, she fucking gave it to me.
Yeah.
She was like, it's not that easy to get. I went, you fucking have it. You have it. And then she gave it to Georgia. Georgia. Poor Georgia. Because we were out skiing, and Georgia melted down. She was crying. She was like, I was like, oh, baby. Because I thought she was crying because she got it. You know, because everyone's been waiting to get this fucking virus. Sure. Everyone's, you were lucky. You got that first generation.
I think I got the next generation, too.
Oh, you got it?
I mean, I never tested positive, but I was sick for.
Was this when we did the podcast together?
No.
Oh. I definitely, there's a certain point where you, I know you're not allowed to talk about this on podcasts. I understand that. It was really horrible. I hated it. I thought it was a fucking hangover. I really thought it was a hangover. That's
Wait, why was Georgia crying? It wasn't.
She goes, She goes, I go, baby, it's not your fault. It's a virus. Mom had it. It's everyone's going to get it. It's Omicron. She goes, no, I've been with you the whole day. And I went, what? She goes, you're going to get it. And I was like, baby, I'm going to be fine. She goes, you're a fat alcoholic. And I was like, okay. I was like, easy peasy. She was like, you're high risk, Dad. And I was like, no, baby, I'm going to be fine. And then I got it. And I was like, fuck, did she just kill me? But it was, I will tell you that my experience with this virus is not like anyone else's, I guess. I don't know how, the right way to even say this to a camera.
It's okay.
I know that everything gets fucking pulled
down. Just say the
truth.
I mean.
You can't say the truth.
No, I'm saying it wasn't that rough for you.
You can't say the truth because the truth is Isla had Georgia spitting in her mouth trying to get it because she was like, I want Georgia's virus. Like it was fucking, but I got it. And I thought it was a hangover. I really thought it was a hangover. And I was like.
What are your hangovers like?
Well, this is why I'm like David Goggins, is I got it, and I was like, all right, we did this to ourselves. Let's fucking bounce back. We're going skiing today, right? We're going skiing today. And so I got up. I got it. Isla stayed in the fucking room. We have the – I probably shouldn't tell everything because I'm sure that people could pick this apart and it makes me sound like a bad person. I had my tour bus come out and get George and Leanne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drive them home. I was hungover, right?
Yeah.
I tested myself that morning because I was going to get on the... If I had it, I was getting the tour bus with Georgia. Tested myself that morning, didn't have it. And I was like, all right, I'm just hungover. Went skiing on the lift by myself. Isla wasn't with me. And we were by ourselves the whole time. It's just kind of COVID fucking protocol. It's like, I'll get the next one. And then you just take it by yourself. Went skiing by myself, came back, felt shitty. Sat on the couch and I was like, oh, I don't feel so good. And I called Leanne. I said, I think I'm getting chills. I said, I partied really hard last night. I'm gonna have to have some drinks tonight to right this boat. And she was like, and so I had some drinks, went to sleep, felt great. Tested again that morning because Isla and I, this is gonna sound fucking horrible. You may have to take this out, but like, I kept saying, if Isla and I test negative, either of us test positive, I got to get us a private jet, or I got to find us a new way home. Can't just get on an airline, right? And it was super expensive. And I was like, fucking please don't test positive. Tested ourselves again, negative. Still felt hungover. Isla and I went skiing by ourselves. It was fucking awesome. Had a great day. Got done. Packed up our bags. Got on a flight, flew home. Drank, partied, felt fine, got home, and I was like, I got in bed, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking hungover. Woke up, Leanne tested me, I tested positive, and I went, oh, fuck. And the second I tested positive, I felt like shit. I felt like real shit. Had a headache, had a cough, and I was like, where the fuck?
How long did it last?
3 days.
But you're vaxxed.
I'm triple vaxxed. I was partying in wherever we went skiing, you know. But
yeah.
But I was having a hard time getting my snowboard boots on.
Yeah,
because I was so fat. So I stopped eating and drinking for like a few days. So I couldn't get my boots on. So I felt pretty good. I was doing good.
Yeah.
I party balls, like, you know, when Georgia got COVID. I didn't handle it properly with the whole family. So I took Leanne out to dinner that night or the next night. We hung out. My days could be off a little bit on days. There was a day that we stayed in the house and everyone just tested. And I kept testing negative. But that day I tested positive. The second I tested positive, I was like, oh, I feel it.
Yeah.
And Leanne's been a long hauler. Like, she's had it. She got it at Christmas and still fucking going through it. Had to get IVs. Like... Yeah, because she's an old woman.
My, my cousin's an infectious disease doctor here.
Yes, I did know that. Here?
In Texas.
Really?
Yeah. And she said that without a doubt, people like you, vaccinated, are faring better when they become infected.
Yeah.
She's like, we see a lot more worse people who are not vaccinated.
The symptoms were bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, it was bizarre. Like, and everyone I had, it was like pain, not pain, but like achiness in the middle of my back. It was
when I had early, you know, the OG variant. Dude, my neck and like shoulders were so achy.
My neck and my shoulders.
I was like,
that's so crazy you say that.
Yeah.
My neck and my back and my shoulders were like fucking killing me.
Yeah, it's like I had a 80-pound backpack on, you know, like on a hike. I was like,
wow.
I can't fucking move my shoulders.
I wonder what's going, because I didn't party. So I got it and I didn't party for like
a day.
10 days. 10 days.
Really?
10 days I didn't party.
I bet you if we dig some digging, you'd be like, I guess it was 4 days.
Probably. I had sex like 3 days into it.
Uh-huh. Did you record it?
Yeah. No, it was on our Nest Cam.
It's on your Nest Cam?
Yeah, I got a picture of me. This is the most embarrassing picture.
How come?
I'll just show it to you. I'll send it to Nadav. I'll screen grab it.
Well, maybe just show it to me first before you include
I'll
the
send
staff.
It to Nadav.
I don't know if that's a good idea, honestly.
I bounced back after 2 days of having COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell. I couldn't tell. That's when I started a happiness journal, because I couldn't tell what was making me happy or sad, right? Like, Rob Dyrdek is a really interesting guy. He was on Brendan Schaub's podcast, and he said,
yeah,
he goes,
just
he
show
can,
it to me. Just show it to me, okay? The photo.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, I can quantify exactly how many days I've been happy this year or sad this year.
Dyrdek said this?
Rob Dyrdek said it. And I thought that was fucking fascinating. And then what he said is, I can whittle down. See if you can find the clip. I'm sure we can play that clip. Is that his wife? No wonder he's so happy.
It's a lady with
Jesus
a couple babies.
Fucking Christ. Rob Dyrdek, go to Thick Boy Fight Companion.
Yeah.
I go to my Nest Cam. So remind me to get this. Don't let me not forget this video. So he goes, he can quantify exactly how many days he's been happy, right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, there's a guy walking around our backyard right now. All right, you ready? Okay. So he goes, I can quantify how many days I've been happy. And so I guess I get COVID or I get a hangover, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm so used to being in a deficit that I just wake up and go, hey, push through this, right?
Yeah.
That's how my brain works.
Yeah.
Is you did this to yourself, push through this. You're in beautiful Park City. Go skiing. Get out there. Go see a fucking mountain range,
right,
and cheer yourself up. And I do it, and I'm fine. I'm totally fucking fine. Now, I'm not certain that I had gotten COVID yet. Georgia had tested positive. It had been around our house. Island never tested positive. And I didn't test positive until I was already home for a full day. But, like, I'm so in a deficit that I started – that day, I thought, and I say this respectfully, but I thought, I don't want to get sick and die, right? Not how you're gonna die somehow. How do you want to die? All the things that we think about, but like, you know, whatever was going on, I started really sitting on me, going like, well, fuck, man, I'm too young to be sick, and I'm doing things that make me sick, like I'm partying like a fucking lunatic. And I go snowboarding and I don't get myself any rest and I don't sleep and I just keep, and I wake up and I just go, oh, fuck you, do it, right? That's the way my brain works. I did it this morning. I slept 2 hours last night and I got up and I go, fuck you, do it. Like, get up, do it. And you got this. And Peter and Leanne can both tell you I was not a pleasant person, but I go, I'm getting on a plane. I'm going down. I'm doing 2 bears. I'll be fine. Bounce back. That's the way my brain works. And then I watched Rob Dyrdek talk about it, and he was like, well, I can tell you exactly how happy I've been for the last year. And I thought, I should maybe, what if I applied the Jason Momoa diet? Of his diet is, I just eat the healthiest things that I love, right? Avocados, eggs, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
What if I did that with happiness? So I have COVID, I'm sitting in my house, I start writing down the things that made me happy. Dude, this is going to fucking blow your mind, right?
Okay.
So I write down the things that made me happy. Now, the problem is alcohol makes me happy, and that's a problem to this. So I can always go throw alcohol in the mix, and we can get through this. That's the problem. But so I wake up. I'm supposed to leave to go do San Francisco or whatever, Fresno, or wherever the fuck we're going, Seattle. I'm doing a tour. I wake up, and I go, I'm tired. I just want to sleep. But Georgia has lacrosse practice, and I wanted to work out, but it's like 4 in the fucking morning. And I look to my happiness journal, and I go, I've identified, I've highlighted that hanging out with my girls makes me happy. I've also identified that working out makes me happy. I'm laying in bed. I feel like shit. I haven't partied or anything. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And I go, hang on. I've actually highlighted these two things that make me happy. And they're right there. I can do them. Or I can just stay in bed. And I know that staying in bed long doesn't make me happy. I've identified that it doesn't make me happy. I've written it down. Staying in bed doesn't make me happy. If I get out of bed, it makes me happy. So I get up. I get up and I go, it's a little too early. I go, I'm going to go get all the girls coffee. I'll get some coffee. I'll get some oat milk, right? I like oat milk now that you fucking introduced it to me. I go, oh, I'll get myself coffee. All right, great. I get coffee. I come home and George is up. And me and her hang out for like 15 fucking minutes. We have a great conversation. And she says to me, hey, Dad, do you think you can make me a breakfast burrito for after practice? I go, fuck yeah. I make her a breakfast burrito. I feel great about it. And she says to me, are you working out? And I said, I don't know. I might go back to bed. She goes, work out. Makes you feel better. I go in. I fucking work out. I run hard. I run hard and I apply that David Goggins mentality where I go, love the suck or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. You know? So I get on and I go, every time I allow myself to quit three times. On the third time, I'll quit. But I got two times where I don't get to quit. So I put the treadmill at a fucking six and I just start running. And I go, all right, I can definitely get 10 minutes. I get 10 minutes and I go, all right, I want to quit. I go, I get two more quits. The next quit happened at 12 minutes, like 2 minutes after that. And I go, hold on, that's too quick of a quit. Let's keep going. And I just didn't allow myself to quit. And I got to 30 minutes. I ran 3 miles and I'm pouring sweat. And I go, I get off and I go, I took the things that I identified that made me happy and I did them and I fell through the fucking roof. I was so fucking happy.
Yeah.
But the problem is drugs and alcohol also make me happy. So like yesterday I went to a dispensary.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love smoking weed.
Yeah. Did you bring some?
No, I didn't.
Leanne
wouldn't let me.
Why?
She wouldn't let me.
What do you mean she wouldn't let you?
I got the best fucking weed.
What does it mean she wouldn't let me?
Durban poison.
What do you do? Do you go, can I bring this, mommy? What do you mean?
I grabbed weed and I go, hey, I should bring some weed to Tom. And Leanne goes, no, you're not getting on a plane with drugs. It's a felony in Texas. And I went, hold on. You're allowed to fly out with it in California. She goes, I'm not waiting for you to go to jail. And you're going to work, go to work. And I was like, and then Peter's like, I'll fly with it. And I was like,
cool.
And he didn't fly with it.
Oh.
Durban poison. Google
you
it.
You got it from your dispensary?
State flower. They gave us a full tour of their dispensary. Durban poison is so fucking good.
Really? Is it a feel good?
Straight up crazy thinking giggle weed. Crazy thinking giggle weed where you start saying, like, all right, fucking, it was the greatest high.
Yeah.
We should do a collab with a dispensary.
I would do that.
Where we get.
By the way, I have edibles for us tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We get 10 milligram Tom Sleepy Weed and then Giggle Weed.
Yes, perfect.
And I can see the advertisement now, right?
Yeah.
So we're both wearing lab coats.
Okay.
And we're walking into rooms and we're like, all right. They're like, Mr. Kreischer, Ms. Skura, we've got your weed for you. And we're like, awesome. They're like, the test subjects are ready. And we walk in and everyone's kind of laughing. I go, it's not strong enough. Next. We go to the next room and they're like kind of laughing. And they're like, it's not strong enough. Next. And then we go to the next room and they're sound asleep. And you're like, that's mine. Let me show you this picture of me after sex.
What a ride. This has been a ride.
I haven't talked to you in fucking forever.
I know. I like your, so how often do you refer to your happiness journal? How often do you write in it?
Every day.
You do?
I try to judge if my...
I think it's having a really good effect. I mean, the story you told was a powerful story.
I try to find what makes me happy and then lean into that. So I go, I just want to identify what makes me happy. That's it.
Yeah.
And go, all right, this makes me happy. It's because you know me, I'm super sensitive. So I'm also trying to identify things that are making me upset that aren't that important.
That's a good thing to do, too.
And so, because I don't want to be...
You've gotten better at this, though.
I've not gotten better at
it. You've gotten better at it. You have gotten better at it. because I've known you for a while, and you address things. You bring things up more that bother you.
I do. Well, that's part of my happiness journal.
See?
Is I go.
So it's working. That's my point.
Maybe. Here we go.
I don't think that whole thing you were saying about internment camps is good. All right, show me the picture.
Hold on. Okay. All right, hold on. Hang on. I'll screen grab it.
Okay.
There's Leanne totally naked.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what I did after sex.
Okay.
I stood up.
Does the camera record your bed? Is that your nest cam face
our,
your bed?
We had the sex in the podcast studio. And we have a nest cam in there.
Okay.
And so
I'm so scared.
It's not that bad, but it was so embarrassing.
I don't know what you're going to show me. I'm terrified.
Hold on.
Okay.
Right. Nadav.
No. Don't send it to him.
What?
Just don't. Show it to me first. I'll tell you whether to send it to him.
All right. Hold on.
Just hand me the phone.
I got done having sex with my wife. I stood up and I fucking flexed. I just stood up and went.
I see it. Yeah.
Killed that pussy.
It's a good move.
It's a good move, right?
It's a good move, yeah. I respect it.
I got up and I flexed. And it was so funny is I don't remember doing it.
Where do you guys do it? Here?
Yeah.
On the couch?
Yeah. And it's, by the way, it's so fast that if you do the 15-second jump ahead on Nest Cam, you miss all of it.
The whole sex.
She sneezes in the middle of it, too. She sneezes.
How many times have you watched it? You saved the clip, right?
No, I haven't saved the clip. I've just watched it a ton.
You got to save the clip.
Screen save it, right?
You should save the clip for yourself.
Yeah. I watched it.
Good job.
I watched it.
You can send him that. I just didn't want you to be like, you know, here's all my cum or whatever.
Here you go, Nadav. No. Oh, that's a great picture. All right, Nadav, you ready?
Right there.
Great.
It's not that crazy.
All right, I just sent it to you. I didn't remember. So I'm laying in bed and the fucking Nest Cam comes up. I get alerts of it. And I always think about this one time Leanne and I had sex outside and she goes, our Nest Cam recorded all of that. And I never went back and watched
it. That's insane.
Yeah. I never went back and watched it.
God, I wish I had footage of myself.
Do you have a Nest Cam?
No.
You should put one in your bedroom.
And not say anything.
Just be like, I don't know how that happened.
And after a year, be like, check out these clips.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
So I remember when my podcast studio got broken into, and those guys broke in, and I recorded the clip and then changed it and made it about our Super Bowl promo.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, shit, I'll just. And then I was like, oh, we have an Nest Cam in our podcast studio. I was like, oh, I was in bed yesterday, and I fucking went through and I had to find the day and I started scrolling.
For this, you mean?
Yeah. And I watched it and it's just.
You said it's so fast.
It's so fast. I have sex in 15 seconds.
So wait, how long is the lead up to sex?
It takes a while because we don't find the right position because we're in the podcast studio.
But I mean, does it start with like kissing? Like, is it like?
No.
Yeah,
I walk in a towel. I'm like, get naked. She gets naked. And then.
Positions do you try first? What do you try to get to?
Well, we tried to do it because the chairs are kind of small. We tried like her facing that way, but she feels disconnected. And
disconnected.
She's like, I feel like I'm staring at a wall. And I was like, you are. Shut the fuck up. and then we tried her on top of me, but it didn't work. And then she found a position that was like it was fucking gopher hunting. I don't know what it was.
How good
was,
do you think you are at sex?
Not.
No.
That's why I look when I. That's why I'm comfortable making jokes about me having sex with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Because I go, do you realize how forgiving she would have to be?
Yeah.
To have sex with me and go. Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Like she'd have to love me first. You have to love me
right
in order to fuck me and like it.
I think so.
Did you get the picture, Nadav?
That's a good description.
Yeah, right?
I feel the same way.
Yeah. You'd have to love me. Yeah. Like, I remember you telling me about the first time you had sex with a push, and it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it must have been.
And I remember going, oh, I think we fucked similarly. where it's like you're cool with that, right? And they're like, I guess. And you're like, because that's all I got.
I thought about, I think I could summarize how good I am at sex this way, okay? You ever go to like a hotel gym and it's empty?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing, let's say you're doing single arm rows or something.
Yeah.
And you have like a relatively heavy weight, 50 pounds, 60 pounds or something. And then somebody comes into the gym and they're lost. They've never gone to a gym before. And then they see you and they're like, wow. They're like, what's that? And you see them using equipment and they're using it all wrong. And you're like, and they start to ask you, they're like, how do I do this? And you're like, oh, and they're like, wow, you must be like, you're really strong, huh? You're really into fitness. And you're like, no, but for you.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same sexually. I think there's a whole segment of the population that would be like, wow, you're really like sex. You're really good at this.
Yeah.
But I know what a real strong guy looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean?
So oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, no, that guy. If you want to get fucking railed, you need to call this guy.
I was watching Owen Gray randomly yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He did our pot. He did our, what was it? Our live show.
Sweatpants Hog. It's a fucking nice piece of cock. And I was watching him yesterday.
Yeah.
All new tattoos. He's covered in them.
He's covered, yeah.
He's covered in them. And he's doing this thing where he's got, I think the girl's getting fucked in the ass by another guy, but he's holding her throat. I don't know if he's choking her or if he's talking her through it, but he's kissing her. And I thought, I don't have any of that in me. Like, I just be like, ooh,
yeah,
that's got to hurt, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's like, come on. You can get fucked in the ass. Or I don't know what he's doing.
but
it sounds, looks like she's getting choked. But and then I go, how do you, I couldn't even read a woman's body to know if she would want to be choked. You know, you can't find autoerotic asphyxiation on Pornhub.
Wait, say it again.
Autoerotic asphyxiation
uh-huh.
on Pornhub. You can't find it.
You can't?
Nope. I tried.
Do you like choking?
No, never in my life.
There you are.
I'm sure someone is going to get a picture of my cock out of this somehow. And by the way, that's as big as it gets.
Right here?
I just gotten done having sex, and I flexed in my room.
And you flexed to no one, right?
I flexed to no one.
Yeah. Not even to a mirror?
Nope. I just flexed. I felt good. My arm feels good. I just fucking every now and then I pound out a flex. Feels good to not have pain in there.
Yeah.
And I just fucking put it down, and I fucking flexed.
15 seconds?
Tops.
So wait, what was the position you settled on?
It was like a gopher hunt. Like, I don't know how to say it, but like,
she's on her back?
No. She was like feet here on top of me, just like literally.
Oh, you're on your back.
I'm in that chair right there. By the way, this is going to make my podcast seem very different to everyone else. Yeah. I'm in the no. My podcast chair. I'm back, right there. Yeah, I just stood up.
So you're sitting in it?
Sitting in it. I fucked in the chair that I fucking do my podcast in.
And then she squatted over you.
Yeah.
And, bah, bah,
and
bah.
Just, and I mean, 50, I did the skip ahead, 15 seconds and it was over. Over.
That's fast. Is that normal?
It was a pretty good position.
Okay.
It was a pretty good position that she like owned that position. I got to get less pictures of me in that room. Looks like just a fucking...
It looks like a like memorial.
Yeah, memorial.
Yeah.
What do I put in my pocket? I got to pick the rest of the hats to put on here.
Oh, yeah.
Love this hat. Oh, Florida State, definitely.
You got to do a Florida State
Florida hat. State hat, definitely. Florida State hat. I don't know which one. Oh, you know what this one is?
Mm-mm. Here looks Mexican. What is it?
It is
right?
Bill Murray's baseball team.
Oh, what are they called?
Type them in Bill Murray's minor league baseball team. Bill Murray's minor league. I love Bill Murray.
Who doesn't love Bill Murray?
You know, I think they tried to come after him a little bit, saying like he was not the nicest guy or whatever to work with.
Who cares?
But Charleston River Dogs.
That's the River Dogs?
Charleston River Dogs. I fucking love Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is the fucking shit, man.
Everything he's done, this is the Charleston River Dogs. So we're putting hats up here. So Charleston River Dogs will go here. All right, and they'll fix this later.
Bill Murray's so goddamn funny. And
even when he's in a movie that sucks, it's still fun to watch.
It's still fun to watch him. I agree.
Quick Change. Quick Change isn't the best movie in the world, but I still watch it and go, oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
And don't you feel like he, like in a way, taught you what, like, effortless funny is? Like, I remember watching him being like, this guy doesn't seem like he's trying to be funny. He's just delivering by walking in the room and saying a line. Like, it was just so natural.
I think that's the thing that bothered people about him, is that he'd go into a movie and just be like, smoke weed. And I mean, by the way, I don't know any of this for real. But I've heard stories that he would just show up a little late and be like, let's do it, and just have fun and fucking murder it. And you got trained actors going like, how do I make sure that I can match his energy?
Yeah, yeah.
And he just would just go in and improv everything. God, and it was
so
just effortlessly
so many
funny.
Killer performances.
All right. So if you could have anyone's career, what would you take? I was about to say Mel Gibson, probably not his, but like Bill Murray or Mel Gibson was a perfect answer.
Well, I mean,
like,
the Jews are responsible. So
he's done some great fucking movies. I got to be dead honest with you. Despite all the sidebar stuff, Mel Gibson, Braveheart, Apocalypto. I mean, fucking Lethal Weapon. I mean, all the things he's done are pretty fucking phenomenal.
He's a tremendous talent, dude. Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Talent. Yeah. And
I mean, is there someone...
as an actor, like, he killed it. I actually was most blown away watching Apocalypto, where I was like, holy
Apocalypto
shit.
Is
a dialogue-free movie that's, like, so compelling. It's an amazing thing to watch, actually. Yeah.
It's really crazy. Who is, like... So, Bill Murray, or who else would you want? What other career would you like?
I mean, that one's a great one. That one's great, dude. Like, I mean, I totally idolize that guy.
I'd take Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take Bill Murray's career in a second.
Oh, my God.
Especially his pivot into, like, serious movies.
Yeah, but he's just so fun to watch, man.
He's amazing.
I got to hit the head. I've been holding this too long.
For real?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be here.
We'll finish
the rest. I'm going to finish it up, and I'll find the other hats. I love when a shit falls out of my ass. It just goes.
I had a really healthy one.
You just took a good shit?
Yeah.
If I said to you, best shit of your life, could you quantify that?
I don't know if I could do best shit of my life just up. But I told you what I've stopped eating.
No.
I'm such an idiot. I stopped eating eggs.
Wow.
And it's been tremendous.
Wait, for real?
Yes. I've eaten eggs like every day for, I don't know, almost every day for years and years and years. And I'm always like, oh, why is my stomach so upset?
I love eggs.
I love eggs too, man. You know I love eggs. I mean, I
you eat egg whites.
Egg.
Yeah.
Egg whites, but I also like over easy, basted eggs, poached eggs,
wait,
fried
so,
eggs.
And that's helped your stomach?
Yes. But I've only because I think I have a food sensitivity that
wait,
I
have
ignored.
You taken that? Have you taken that test?
No, I still have it at the house.
I've taken it. I don't have any sensitivity. But you know what I stopped eating when I'm on the road is jalapenos, because I was having to shit on stage.
Yeah.
I was having to shit on stage.
I like that they're such a part of your diet. You're like, I should get rid of these.
Jalapeno poppers are tough to not order. If they have them, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
So
with,
did you piss on stage?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You pissed on stage?
Who told you this?
It was in your stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, twice.
Twice,
yeah, because I've been really healthy, and so I've been drinking a lot of water, and I would get on stage and I would have to piss like halfway into my act, and I'm like, well, I can't leave. So we have these, we get these Starbucks cups for the road. We go to the Starbucks and we go, can we just get a bunch of cups from you? And I pissed twice in these Starbucks cups.
I filled it up.
Filled it up. Had to leave.
Who
it
held it for you?
I had to hold it. Peter held the microphone so I could tell a joke.
And then he takes the piss cup from you.
Leave it on the ground. I grab it on my way out. I pissed twice on stage. By the way, I took a shit in Lexington one time.
On stage?
I said, I have to shit. Because I have a real problem with hot sauce. Like, I know that in my happiness journal, I wrote...
Hot sauce?
I wrote, you do not enjoy hot sauce. You do not enjoy it. Stop.
But you throw
it
on things.
I throw it on everything. And I was ignoring my happiness journal.
Why do you think you do that, though?
I don't know. I really, honestly, I don't know. Because it makes me happy in the moment.
Really?
I love I love hot sauce.
Wait a minute. You just said it doesn't make you happy.
Doesn't make me happy 6 hours from when I eat it.
Oh.
It makes me sick to my stomach. But the enjoyment I get out of hot sauce and just lighting me up. Like, and he knows what I'm talking about, right? I can't hear you in the headsets. I have headsets on.
Oh, yeah. I was saying hot sauce is the best. Yeah.
And then 6 hours from then, I'm sitting on stage.
Yeah, hot sauce is the best.
Like, I can't think of a breakfast burrito without fucking fire hot sauce. Like, just like, like, I love that feeling. Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. My mouth's watering.
Okay.
Cream cheese in the middle. They don't take out the seeds. And you just are on fucking fire.
You love this.
I love it. And I've been eating it.
But wait, don't you feel like it's, like, masking the taste of the food you're eating?
I don't know.
Because
it goes down so fast.
That's what I'm saying. It's so, the flavors you're talking about of the hot sauce are overwhelming whatever you're eating.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Do you ever jack off and not feel it and you just go, well, I had to do that to go to bed?
Sure.
Okay, same thing. Same. I love jalapenos. I love jalapenos.
I like that green hot sauces that are like, they're not, I'm talking about not like a level 10.
I know what you're talking about.
I mean like kind of a mid-range one.
Okay, best hot sauce out there, in my opinion. Well, first of all, Hot Heads has a great hot sauce. Okay. They have so many different types of hot sauces that they cover all the fucking bases, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones in the world is El Yucateca. Do you know that one, Annie?
No, I've never heard of that one.
Type in El Yucateca. I think, and I mean this like respectfully, I think this is a straight up Mexican hot sauce for Mexicans because you can only get it in bodegas or on the internet. And their hot sauce is just fucking hot.
Well, there's the, this is super hot.
I love El Yucateca.
The green one? I see they have a green one.
Oh, no. The triple X. The triple X one is my favorite.
So it's like a super hot one?
Yeah, and you can, what you can do with these hot sauces, and I know this is how they make it. My mouth's watering.
Do they?
You can cut.
Do these all give you diarrhea?
Yeah. I mean, like Tom, my asshole dry heave shits. It goes like this. I mean, I diarrhea out the ass, and it's so aggressive. But man, I fucking love the taste. And by the way, all of them are pretty fucking hot. The brown one, the black one is like flavorful.
I think that it's American. It says USA. Is it like,
no.
Is it? No?
Dude, I got it. The first time I got introduced to this hot sauce, Hot Ones.
History. Maybe you're right. What does it say? I think you're right. As the leaders in the habanero hot sauce, but.
They're from Canada?
Sorry, 1968. Made homemade habanero hot sauce condiments locally. Locally, I'm not sure where locally is, though. They're not telling us.
Hey, will you see if El Yucateca was on Hot Ones? Because I think I might have been introduced by Hot Ones to this.
Really?
And then one night I was going to do Ryan Sickler. I was doing the Crab Feast. And I went to get Tito's and soda. And you know where they used to do it back in, like, on Venice? And I go to, like, a bodega. The kind where you had to get buzzed through to get into the place.
Yeah.
And I'm going around, and I see they have a packet, like a full sample size of Yucateca. And I go, I think I'd done it on Hot Ones. Was it on Hot Ones?
Yep.
And I had it on Hot Ones.
But see, is that the right order? Is that the order?
This one is season one hot sauce? Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, so that is the order there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, see, there it's like number three, which means it's one of the milder ones. But where you're like, it's got flavor, but it's not like. There to kill you.
And I loved it. And especially when I was being healthy, I'd get those vegetarian patties, you know, like the chicken breaded ones and whatnot. And what I do is I put El Yucateca in a little bit of ranch, mix them together, and that would dip it into that. Whew, I love that shit so much.
This bullshit, man.
What is it? Hey, we know we got an award for Hot Ones?
Yeah, that was fucking pretty cool.
What was that?
I don't know.
He's gotten so big.
I don't know.
He's gotten so big.
I don't know why we got that.
Yeah, we did a.
We did a thank you video.
Can you pull up what we won from Hot Ones? The bomb.
Fuck the bomb, dude. Da bomb. That ruins the day.
Let me. Hey, go back to those hot sauces real quick. The bomb I put Da Bomb on out one Christmas Eve.
Oh, what?
I put it out one Christmas Eve. And my buddy Tom Hayslip, who's Vietnamese, loves fucking hot shit. Loves it. Put Da Bomb on, and he was like, what is that? What is that?
It ruins it.
Da Bomb, if you are looking for one hot sauce.
The brilliance of hot ones is that they put Da Bomb third to last.
Yeah.
So you do it, and you're like, fuck. And that's why they get you to say fucked up shit on 8, 9, and 10, is because you're so out of your mind.
Yeah, because you're already, and everything after that just tastes like battery acid.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're eating.
That hot sauce, Da Bomb Beyond Insanity, is so fucking hot. That is the hottest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
But see, like, this is that would be enjoyable to you? No, right?
No. I'll tell you what I'll do with Da Bomb is I'll put a dab in like a chili so I don't have to worry about dun, 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 dun. And I'll just put like a little dab in there. What were the hot sauces they had on Hot Ones? When did I did season two, right?
I don't know. But that's the order right there.
Tapatio is pretty fucking awesome. I love a good sweet. Man, there's this in Macon.
What's the
Georgia.
Other one? What's the other big competitor to Tapatio? It's
it's Leanne's favorite one.
What's it called?
Cholula.
Yeah, Cholula Green, I think is
type in
fucking
top,
amazing.
Top hot sauces, because I bet it's Cholula, Tapatio.
Those are
Tabasco,
two big
crystals.
Louisiana. Oh yeah, Frank's Red Hot.
If you could do a hot sauce, if you could do a hot sauce for yourself, what would you do?
Definitely green. And I wouldn't be like, dude, I would keep it like, I don't know, just before. It's like, it's got to have some kick, but nothing to be like, oh my God, give me something to drink to like kill this fucking fire in my mouth.
I would want to break a sweat.
Really?
Yeah, I want to break a sweat when I eat. But I would not want to shit blood. So if you can find me in between,
that's a really good criteria.
And do you like what flavor profiles do you like in a hot sauce? Because I'm not a big fan of sweet.
I don't want it to
I don't
be
like
too
pineapples.
Sweet.
No. Shit like that. Mangoes. I like hot. I would like a hint. I know what I want.
What?
I want a creamy hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a hint of ranch.
Well, that's
to cool it down.
Isn't there like that type of that sauce they give you? Where did we order from? Torchy's, and they gave us the. Remember, we got the breakfast stuff there, and they had that sauce. It was like a creamy sauce, and it had a little kick to it. That's a good thing.
I would love a creamy. Have you ever had? There's. Oh, wait. Scroll up. No. So in San Jose, they have a pink sauce. They have a pink sauce. Hold on one second. I'm calling Jesus Trejo. You think Jesus Trejo will answer a FaceTime from me?
It's probable.
Jesus. I remember we were at an event and he won like a raffle. And there's a woman. I'll tell you the woman's name later. I'm not going to make her sound like shit. She goes, Jesus won? Jesus. And then Jesus just was like, my name's Jesus. She was like, oh yeah. All right, FaceTime Jesus Trejo. Jesus Trejo.
That looks good. See, I would get all those right there.
Like a creamy green? I want a creamy red. Jesus got to answer, right? Jesus introduced me to this pink sauce out of San Jose at a restaurant that is one of the best sauces I've ever had. We went in and I bought, I think, $120 worth of this sauce. Why wouldn't Jesus answer?
I don't know.
How do you say, he's answering. How do you say face in Spanish?
Cara.
Jesus. Oh, poor connection.
Yeah.
Fuck. I got kicked off your Wi-Fi.
Oh. Say,
Say
chinga tu madre. Chinga tu madre.
Jesus. Here we go. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It's Bert.
What's up, dude?
Hey, are you doing? I'm on Two Bears, One Cave with Tom. We're talking about hot sauces. What's that hot sauce in San Jose that we love?
Oh, the orange sauce from La Vic.
La Vic. Type in orange sauce. That how great is that shit, Jesus?
It's so good, man. You bought a whole case worth of it. It's like you cleaned them out. I don't think they had any more for their regular business after that.
was just telling Tom there that. You go. It is the best hot sauce ever. It's like a creamy orange sauce, right? That's it.
But, dude,
that's it.
It's all we got it. It is. Look, scroll up. Scroll up. Look when you land on the page. Scroll up. It's their claim, like home of the orange sauce.
Wait, say it again, Jesus. What did you say?
So when you go to La Vic, they give you like a half mass bottle. It's like not all the way because they have a problem with people going in there and asking, like they order a taco, they get the bottle and they run off with it because they like sell them per bottle. So they only give you a little bit in a squirt bottle because it's a problem. People steal it.
Do you remember, were you with me when we went to that firehouse?
Hit location.
That firehouse? And they gave us that orange sauce that they had made?
Yes. Yes. It was the whole fire station came to your show. I remember that in San Jose. It was like the last show you did before Pretty Boy Tour.
God damn it. That is the best hot sauce ever.
It's so good. It stings on the way out, but it's so worth it.
It stings on the way out, right? Hey, where are you at? Are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm back in L.A. now.
Okay. You got anything to promote? You're on Two Bears.
What's that?
You got any shows to promote?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to be in Greensboro. North Carolina, and then Greensville after that.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Is it JesusTrejo.com?
JesusTrejo.com, empty calorie tour, because, I mean, what better way to describe my comedy? It has no value.
I love you, brother.
Right now, I'm glad you laughed. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I love you, brother. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Take care. Bye.
All right, bye. That fucking orange sauce. Wow. Tom, that orange sauce is, I'll tell you right now, I think about sometimes things I should invest in to make millions of dollars.
Right.
$1 billion, my goal.
Right.
I'd invest in that orange sauce.
Mm.
I'd invest in that orange sauce.
I like that you're taking risks.
It's so good. It is so good.
And they just sell it's homemade. They make it
homemade
there?
And that you, it's not even like, I think there's a shelf life on it. So when you buy it in that tube and then there's plastic.
And did you take that on the bus or something?
I bought a case of them. I bought like a whole thing of them. It was spent a lot of money on it.
I think I'm gonna have to have my bus stop by. I want to get this now.
It's the best hot sauce you've ever had. Tom, it's so good that I started, my mouth is watering.
I could tell.
I bought it and I couldn't stop eating the hot sauce, meaning I would get a tortilla and I just put cheese on it and spray the hot sauce on it just to eat the hot sauce.
How hot is the sauce?
Not that hot. And it's got a relief because it's got a little bit of cream to it.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm talking about, dude. A creamy hot thing.
Yeah,
that's the move.
But the problem is, there's a shelf life on it.
Right.
I think because
did you finish all of them?
Oh yeah. We went. Through it was it. When I think I was right before Hot Summer Nights tour, and we cleaned them out, and then we put it on everything. Dave put it on ribs. We put it on everything. That orange sauce is so fucking good.
Mm.
It makes like I gotta be honest with you. I mean. Shout out to this restaurant, El Vic, but I couldn't tell you if their food's good.
Yeah.
Their hot sauce is that good.
Wow.
That you go, that burrito is awesome, but the hot sauce?
The hot sauce.
That shit? Dude, I'm ready for dinner tonight. But yeah. Okay.
What do you want to have for dinner?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Are
pizza? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you don't care?
I don't really care. What should we order out? You don't make push cook, right?
No.
We'll order out.
Okay.
And then I just want a drink.
Oh, wait. I got you set up, dude.
Yeah?
Didn't you see the counter?
Yeah, I did.
That was all for you.
There?
No, the one at home.
Oh, I didn't see the one. Oh, with the booze. Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I did.
So,
I mean, I've seen a lot of booze today.
I sent somebody out to buy all that.
Yeah?
And they were like, that was a good fart.
Well, thank you.
They're like, should I get all this? Because I wrote this down. And I was like, yeah, and they go, should we put it away? And I was like, I wouldn't put it away. I think you should leave it out. It's probably going to get consumed tonight.
Do you think Leanne's drinking right now with Push?
No.
What? Really?
Do you think she is?
Leanne might be like, open a bottle of white. I'll take a glass of white.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Fucking talk about nothing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how boring that conversation is? And then he learned how to use a key or whatever they say to kids.
I know. And they kind of like... And they'll be like super proud because they read something like, oh, you know, there's a new female pilot at U.S. fucking American Airlines. Oh, wow. Yeah. There's a flight I'd like to not be on.
I got pretty, I did really good on the plane. I didn't drink until fucking 20 minutes coming in. There was weather, and it started getting bouncy. I made fucking order a drink, and then I ordered a drink, drank both of them.
You did?
Oh, yeah. It's called the Ric Flair. Ric Flair does that.
Really?
I saw it was on a flight with Ric Flair, and I ordered a drink, and he was with his chick, really smoking chick,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, we'll both have double Bloody Marys. And the lady's like, okay. And then they put them both down, and she walked away, and Rick grabbed his chicks and killed it and then put it in front of her and then sipped on his. And I went, and I said to him, I go, I do the same thing. And he didn't look at me. He fell asleep immediately. Fell asleep immediately.
You imagine what kind of injuries he's had? It's got to be fucking brutal, dude.
You know, Andre the Giant died at 46?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, and like, you look at those pro wrestlers, and you wonder, does Ric Flair... Is he still alive because he worked out so much, and Hulk Hogan and all those guys?
I don't know, man. I think a lot of it is just a roll of the dice, honestly.
God, I was hoping that it was that he works out.
I don't know.
Because I look at some people and I go, if you don't sweat, like really sweat once a day, then you're building up bad shit in your body.
You're definitely upping your chances of not living long by carrying tons of weight and
you
not working out.
You sweat. Have you gained weight?
Since
the holidays?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You weigh yourself?
I didn't weigh myself.
250. Nadav, 250.
Do I look like I gained weight?
No,
maybe I did.
No, you don't. No.
Is that a question?
No, I'm 250 right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm 250.
Ooh, I'm catching up to you.
What are you at?
I weighed myself today at 257.
Motherfucker.
He's been dropping weight.
You have been dropping weight, buddy.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get this fucking paper, dog.
Oh, yeah, we have to bring that up again, I guess.
Wait, has that episode ever aired?
Yeah, it's aired by the time this one comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, my last two hats I'm going to put up, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put them up. I'm not going to... I don't know which ones. This is a Clink Room hat, but it's. I don't know if it's a... I'll put up a Clink Room hat because I think I threw up... I wonder if I have... Okay, I'll do this. SF Grippy and Clink Room. And this isn't the right Clink Room. I'll bring a different one later. But these are good hack guys.
What are those? Are those minor league teams too? Or what is that?
So this one is a hockey team. I like both of these. Which one do you think should go up? I like the Georgia Peach one.
I do too.
Yeah. These are... So I get my hats. Everyone always asks about my hats. I get my hats from a couple places. One of them is Hat Club. I'm a member of the Hat Club. And they send me like 3 hats a month. And they're all minor league, different brands. They, like, make different cool hats, and they're really great. And I could be fucking this up because I don't pay a ton of attention to this thing sometimes. And then once I got into them, I found this place, Clink Room. I think this is Clink Room right here. This is their sign. And they just make cool fucking hats. They just make cool hats. And the reason I buy – see, this is SF Grippy. This is it's the Hat Club group guys. But the reason I'm – same with this. Oh, I fucking love this goddamn hat.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful fucking hat. But the reason I get them is because I have a big head, and I like wearing hats. I love wearing hats. And when you have a big head, the only hats you can find are, like, New York Yankees, fucking Boston Red Sox,
yeah.
The Giants. Like, you can only find – and then you're sitting in a restaurant, and some guy's like, hey, what was the score today? And you're like,
it's
I don't know, man.
I used to have a bit about it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I had a bit about it.
Oh. Hey, did you have a bit about glory holes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So I found these guys, and they all make these cool hats, and I was like, and I started getting them, and so these are my hat guys. So everyone's always wondering, where do I get my hats? And I get some, and by the way, I also get hit up by awesome fucking minor league teams that send me hats, like fucking Macon Bacon. There's a lot of minor league teams that send me hats. But we'll go through these two. A little bit represent Florida.
Okay.
A little bit represent Georgia. And those are all my hats up.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what you got. Beautiful.
Boom.
Hey, you know what I need to get?
What?
I need to get a crate in here.
For what?
So put my records, and then I can switch out my records. So I can bring them in. You know?
All right. I got my hats up.
You got hats?
I'm going to leave these here so I have hats to wear.
Yeah, do it. Wait, so let's switch back before we wrap this episode up. So we had talked about Nadav losing weight.
Yes.
We were going to do something in, April, which we're definitely not going to do. But So is there a goal weight for you? Do you want to have a goal weight?
I mean, yeah, whatever the stipulation of the contest is. I mean, I thought, like, I think the lowest I ever weighed in college was 220, and then you guys were like, fuck that, go down to 200, which is like...
220 is such a great goal weight. And by the way, we'd be on track to hit the same goal weight at the same time.
Why don't you make the goal weight, do you want it to be further than that, or do you want to just make it that?
Well, I mean, it kind of just all depends, like what's the finish line, because I think that kind of determines what the goal weight is.
But I kind of, all right, I mean, did we ever, all right, well.
Let's do it.
Do you think you could do 215?
Yeah, I mean, by when?
August 2027. No, I think that.
November.
By November.
By November.
And that's, all right, that's like.
Why is November the month?
It's, I think it's when I'm shooting my special.
Oh.
and I would like to lose some weight. I can't be what I am right now. I mean, it's fucking gross.
What do you want to get down to?
I'm 250, and I can't break 250. The reason I can't break 250 is that.
But you're on the road.
I'm on the road. I get to 250, I'm on the road, and I'll do like 24 hours fasting. Not 24 hours, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like solid 12. And,
You mean overnight?
Overnight. Uh-huh. I just don't eat at night.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I am not eating Sneeze Snackers, which is what we eat at the end of the night.
What's that?
Sneeze Snackers, it's when you start doctoring up food and you go, oh, we got a Whataburger burrito. We got Indian food.
It's Whataburger, not Whataburger.
It's Whataburger. It's Whataburger. It's not
what?
Whataburger. It's yeah. Whataburger.
No.
It's Whataburger.
You mispronounced so many things.
Google it. It's Whataburger. By the way, you didn't even grow up around them.
I didn't. Who said
I had a Whataburger when Whataburger?
It's Whataburger.
It's not Whataburger.
It is.
Wada.
How are you?
Wait, am I saying this wrong?
Of course you are.
Whataburger.
No, it's not.
It's get someone to say it on get.
Okay. Get,
Google on YouTube. YouTube Whataburger.
Why are you saying it so stupidly?
It's Whataburger. It's Whataburger.
Buddy, it's spelled out for us.
It's not, but no, it's not. What a burger.
That's exactly what it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Whataburger.
That's what they named their business.
It's okay. It's like In-N-Out.
How did you come up with that?
How to pronounce?
Okay. Whataburger.
Whataburger. He said it right. Whataburger.
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 No one's saying water.
He said Whataburger.
No, he didn't.
This is like that blue
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
He didn't say what.
He didn't say what a burger.
He literally did.
Whataburger.
No, see, you're talking over it. Hold on. Do it again. It's
Whataburger.
No, you're talking over it. Or I'm talking over it. Do it again.
Whataburger.
No, he's doing it wrong. He's from the Midwest. He's never been here. Let's go. We'll go on the ride home. Stop doing it. We'll do it on the ride home. We'll go in and go, hey, what do you guys call yourselves? And they'll go, Whataburger.
Why would they say Whataburger?
Because they're from the South. That's where
Buddy,
they're from.
It's W-H-A-T. It's what a burger. That's what it is.
No.
What a great burger.
For you and Joe Rogan, because you guys just moved here. But if you ask anyone that grew up in Texas,
okay.
It's Whataburger.
Why would it be what?
Whataburger.
What is what?
I don't know. Now that you say that, I'm questioning it. But I've just called it Whataburger.
It sounds like you're saying
Whataburger. 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 Who grew up in Texas? Shane Torres. Whataburger. It's Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Why is it what, though?
It,
but why are you saying what? The word what is in there. Why
no,
are you
but
saying
it's,
what?
It's Wada. Wada?
Why Wada? Wada. It's not Whataburger.
It's not what a burger.
It literally is that. What you're saying that it's not.
Go to a commercial. Go type in a commercial where the suits make you say it. Go to Whataburger commercial. Hi, welcome to Whataburger.
Okay.
There you go. Commercial. Whataburger commercial.
Okay.
Squarespace is a one.
Oh, they're a sponsor. They can leave
they're
it on.
They're a sponsor, yeah. Squarespace.
Is it possible to fit a square peg into a round hole? Well, if that square peg is Whataburger's patty melt.
That's an old man.
And that round
that's
hole
an old man.
Is your kisser. You.
All right, I've been saying it wrong.
Okay.
I really have been saying it wrong, huh?
I know.
What a burger. That's stupid.
But the way you're saying it sounds way more stupid because you can see the words.
Whataburger. Whataburger. We'll stop at one on the way home. Their breakfast taquitos, their breakfast burritos are so fucking good.
Are they?
I lived a block from a Whataburger.
In Tallahassee?
What a burger, yeah. in Tallahassee at Indian Village. It was right on the corner. Man, we went there every single night. That was a place you didn't mind rolling a DUI. You're like, I'm pretty fucking hammered, but I think I can get away with it.
And what a great note to end on. The first episode from the new studio. Thank you guys for watching and listening, and we'll see you in a week. Love you.
I love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.